An angel showed my next guest her future when she was only 7 years of age. Her music would encircle the earth with the sounds and love and glory of heaven. This heavenly music would release the miraculous.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is Grace Williams, and she's been a guest before. And I have to tell you something. My favorite music to just worship God with was Grace's first CD. But then all of a sudden, she sent me a second CD. And my experience, Grace, I have to tell you, is when there's a great CD, the next one kind of lets me down usually. Yeah. Well, this one did not let me down. This one's called Take Me Away.
Yes.
Where'd that title come from?
You know what? The Lord really named this CD, and I believe it is a musical revelation and a prophetic impartation of Psalm 91 being hidden in the secret place, taken to the secret place.
I was recently in Israel, and I talked with parents of people in the Israeli army, and they said to me that when they meditate on Psalm 91, it gives them such supernatural protection. This one young man's entire unit had no injuries whatsoever during a time of war. It's the most supernatural psalm in the Bible. And so this is like a musical impartation.
Yes.
I'll tell you something else I found, Grace, is that when someone has a prophetic destiny on their life, such as you have, that it's like the devil tries to snuff out their life before they even get started. That happened with you.
Absolutely. It did, Sid. You know, he tried to take me out as just an infant. And I was born premature, had water in my lungs, was in ICU for over 10 days. The doctors had given up all hope. They told my parents, make arrangements. Your daughter's not going to pull through. I'd gotten so tiny, was hooked up to all kinds of breathing machines. And they said, all hope is gone. And my parents actually cried out to the Lord at that point, not even knowing if the Lord was real. And it was a last ditch effort saying, I don't know if you're up there, God, but we're going to give it one last shot and pray because our daughter is losing her life. And God did a miracle. And even the doctors said, we cannot explain this sudden turnaround. And it was such a really a sign and a wonder to my parents that God was real. And they ended up finding Jesus soon after that because of that amazing miracle that God did in my life. And the Holy Spirit's touch on my life as a little baby.
Now, you can't answer my question, but I don't get this. At age 3, you started speaking in supernatural languages?
Yes. It's amazing because it's my very first memory, you know, and they say that all your formative years from like 0 to 4 are where all your memories are stored and really how you're formed. And those things that are very important are really secured in your mind. So it was interesting that happened to me at 3 years of age because it really is the first memory I had. And I literally remember like as if it were yesterday. Yesterday, the room upstairs in our house, and my mom was in the rocking chair with my older sister, and they had been talking about the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, she tells the story. I just began to pray in tongues and actually sing in tongues, and she looked over at me and thought, how does she know, you know, what's going on? And it was literally like a heavenly language. My spirit was just resounding with the heavenly song, you know, and resounding and singing. And she said it was the most precious thing. And I remember my little heart being so happy and so fulfilled, knowing this is what I was called to do, to sing that new song, like it says in Psalms, sing that new song.
And then at 4, she just walks up to a piano and starts playing like a little child. But you really, what caused you to go to that piano?
I just think it was the Holy Spirit unction because I'd never seen a piano before. We were at a neighbor's house and I literally just was so drawn to it. I gravitated toward it. I just went over and I put my little hands up there and I looked at my mom and I said, "Mom, I want one of these." And so she knew it was something very special because it wasn't just like clunking around like a little toddler. It was a real desire to learn to play the piano.
And then at 7, you have an angelic visitation.
That was amazing. Still, like I was saying about the other story, so fresh. It was as if it were yesterday. You know, when the Spirit of God speaks to you and gives you what I like to say, a destiny dream or a destiny vision, it's something that is imprinted on your heart and your spirit forever. And nothing can take that away. Nothing. Nothing can take that away. So it was.
Now that's the way I feel. You know, it's so many years ago that I, as a Jewish person, had an encounter with the Messiah. Mm-hmm. But the peace that came into my room at
yes.
that moment, no one can ever take away. But what's even better than that, I have that peace right now.
Yes.
You know, it's not just something that happened 30 plus years ago. I have it now.
Yes.
But tell me what that angel said to you.
So I was caught up in a vision, really, and I saw music notes encircling the earth and this beautiful, like, ribbon going around and around and singing and encircling the earth and piano keys also. And I knew at that moment it was destiny. God was saying, "I've called you to sing my song, his song, over the earth." And that's a song of comfort and peace. And like you said, the undeniable peace, peace that nobody can take away from you, joy, unspeakable and full of glory, you know?
I don't know about
that's
you,
a good
but
thing.
I'm feeling that peace now.
Yes.
I'm feeling that glory now. Wait
yes.
till you hear her sing. Be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. I hope you're feeling that same peace. And that's what it is, peace that is just coming across the airwaves right now. Now, Grace, I said to you, "Do you see angels often?" And you said just a couple of days ago you had a visitation. Tell me about that.
You know
that.
What? It was amazing. Just a few days ago, I was in my room just worshiping and soaking and praying and just seeking the Lord. And I had kind of just gotten to this really peaceful place. And I felt this amazing presence in my room, and I opened my eyes, and it was an angel. And I said, "What is your name?" And it said, "Angel of Comfort." And it was this amazing, literally like a blanket just surrounded me, and it was like being hugged with a heavenly embrace. It was the most amazing feeling, and I stayed there for probably several hours. I don't know. I was just totally taken away. It's funny because we're talking about the CD, but taken away into this peace place of comfort and deep abiding rest. And I believe the Lord was saying it wasn't just for me. It was being released in the earth for his people to receive that peace and that comfort, because so many people are going through distressing times and turbulent times and, you know, going through very difficult situations. But the Lord wants to release ministering angels right now to bring that peace and know that everything is going to be all right.
One of the things I love is that you get your songs from heaven.
Yes.
And I've actually interviewed people that have gone to heaven, and then many years later, after they've come back to earth, mm-hmm. they hear the music that's being released. Tell me one song in the album and the story behind it.
Well, this song called Holding On was amazing because I was in my studio playing the piano, just singing unto the Lord. And there's one line of that song that says, "I need your hand in mine." And I'm just playing and singing. And as I sang that line, Sid, I literally felt and saw the hand of the Lord come down, like whoosh, drop right in front of me. And he pulled me up. He pulled me up into the heavens. And his arm was so strong and so mighty. And in his arms, I was safe. And in his arms, all fear was gone. And I knew that that was the only place to be, was in his mighty arms.
You know, I'd like you to go to the music set right now And I want you to hear Grace Williams. She's literally singing a love song to the Messiah. And she's saying, I want to hold on to you. I don't want to ever let go of you. But guess what? The Messiah is singing back to her.
That's
and
right.
Singing back to you.
Yes.
I want to hold on to you. I want to hold. God wants to hold on to you. Grace Williams, holding on.
You are my everlasting love. You're all I ever need. And I'm holding on to you. You will never let me go. I'm holding on. your love is written in the palm of your hand. Oh, 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 oh,
atmosphere of heaven is touching you right now. Atmosphere of heaven is healing you right now. Touching you, changing you, making all things new. Fresh oil flowing from heaven. Lift your hands and receive it. Oh, oh, oh. The atmosphere of heaven is touching you right now. The atmosphere of heaven is healing you right now. Restoring you, changing you, making all things new. It's fresh oil flowing from heaven. It's fresh oil flowing from heaven. It's fresh oil flowing from heaven. Lift your head. Everything you need is here. Everything, everything. Everything you need is here. Everything, everything. Ooh. Ooh.
Grace Williams, everything you need
everything,
is yours
everything.
In that atmosphere. Tell me some of the things that are going on when people hear your music.
Just amazing thing. A woman healed of scoliosis. We've had people set free of just emotional pain, past hurts. There's been so much deep inner healing that the Lord has done. We had a young woman set free. She was what they call a cutter, and that's where you self-mutilate, and it's a very demonic, dark thing. And she said, "When I heard your music, I have not wanted to harm myself again." She said, "I am totally free." Just from the sound, Sid, the sound of freedom brings freedom to others.
Everything is yours. Everything. In that atmosphere, God releases everything. What is God releasing right now?
You know what, Sid? I just believe by the Spirit of the Lord right now is setting many women free in the name of Jesus. I'm just sensing that there's many women who have been scarred emotionally, and the Holy Spirit right now is reaching into those deep places of your heart, and He is restoring. He's making all things brand new. And the Lord says, this is a new time and a new season for you. And I also believe there's many people being set free of depression and oppression, and almost like a spirit of fear has gripped so many of you because you've gone through some very difficult things and the enemy has come in and preyed upon that. And it's like an overwhelming spirit of fear. But God is releasing you today and He's setting you free. He's setting you free. Just lift your hands right now, wherever you are in your living room, or just wherever you are, lift your hands and be free and lift your hands right now and be healed. Lift your hands and be free. Lift your hands and be healed. Just receive that mighty anointing today. Today, and the Lord's also healing someone of severe migraine headaches. They've been incapacitating where you're laid out for days, and God is touching that part in your brain right now, and He's bringing total healing and perfect alignment to someone else's spine and back and neck problems. You've been in an injury, and God is bringing perfect alignment right now. And the blood of Jesus is flowing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Perfect DNA, because you have Jesus DNA.
You are special. God told Jeremiah, "Before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you." There's a holy call. You hold on to God. He's holding on to you right now.